between a Big Glenn and Neil Roberts in coaching victories. Dixie has won two. Ronnie Big Glenn and Snow College has won four over the last 3 years. This is the first matchup between the two this year. We had a chance to talk to both coaches prior to this basketball game, and we'll be back with that interview after this.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
In the Hearst Ben Franklin Accent Shop, toll painting classes Monday and Tuesday, January 19th and 20th. With a little instruction, you'll be amazed at the things you can paint on wood, metal, glass, or fabric. $5 for a two-hour class includes all materials. Call Hearst for reservations.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
Head coach for Snow College, Ronnie Beglin. Coach, outstanding start so far for a season that looked to be a rebuilding year.
Well, it really looked like we were going to have a rebuilding year. We have a lot of new faces out there, but they kind of surprised us a little bit, you know, and pretty good preseason record.
The one young man, the freshman recruit, Brett Applegate, has been doing outstanding for you.
Yeah, when we recruited Brett, we felt like he was a very good player and talent, but he's probably better than we expected.
Some surprises. Greg Hill.
Greg Hill's playing well. He's shooting the ball well, and he's very determined this year that it's his year, you know, to play. And he was a reserve last year, but heck, he's doing a fine job for us this year.
Your ball club is smaller this year than last.
Well, it's smaller than we've had in the last 5 years. You know, we've had some big postmen in there, and you know, we had a 7-foot center in T-Voss last year, and Jeff Scholtek could play post at 6'7", and he was big and strong. And it's a little bit different. It's kind of like my old high school teams, just a bunch of midgets out there.
Some of your guys have gone on to other schools this year and doing quite well.
Jeff Scholtek and my oldest son, Kirk A. Beglin, are playing for Gary Bliss at University of Alaska at Anchorage and doing very well. And then we have Scott Wallace and Dean O'Driscoll down at Cedar City, and I guess Dean is playing very well down there for SUSC.
Taking a look at your ball club, what adjustments have you had to make this year as compared to last year with the smaller front office?
Well, we really haven't changed much of our basic offense. We stay with the same stuff. I think we're a good shooting team this year. I think if I can get the defense and the rebounding to come along, it could be as good a ball club as last year.
That's saying something for Snow.
Well, it's fun and it's a challenge, and we're enjoying these kids. It's a good group.
You've had an outstanding record since you've been at Snow College. Junior college, different than high school. What sort of challenges did you find at the junior college level as opposed to high school?
Well, I think you have to work harder. High school, you know, the kids could go home to mom and dad for the evening, and they'd take care of them for a while, and then they'd come back and you'd see them the next morning. But on the college level, you know, you kind of have to act as a parent to them, plus coach them and make sure they're eligible and all these kinds of things, and it's just a tougher job. It's more hours involved.
The rivalry with Dixie always gets the juices flowing for everybody.
Well, you know, that's true, and I enjoy that. It's fun to play Dixie. It's fun to have that atmosphere, and it brings the fans out, and basketball is not very much fun if you don't have the fans out, so this is exciting for us because this will be our largest crowd this year.
What do you look for out of Dixie this year?
Well, I've watched Dixie play a couple of times, and I watched them play last week, and they're just a super good ball team. They're quick. They're good shooters. I thought Tim Fulmer has just really improved. The big guy that became eligible this week, Ken Lyles, I don't know much about him, so we're concerned about him because it's that unknown thing.
How do you look for the league? Utah Tech's doing well.
I saw CEU beat Utah Tech last night over in Price, and it was a very good ball game. It was tight, and CEU won by about four. And they're two good ball teams, so it's just like always, tougher than heck.
Coach Ronnie Beglin, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
I have Dixie College head basketball coach Neil Roberts with us. Coach, this has been a traditional rivalry in the nth degree.
Yeah, it has. It's a lot of fun. It's one of the games that doesn't matter if you've only been to Dixie for a month to get ready to play.
You got a little blood ties in this, too, between Greg and Ronnie Hill.
Yeah, we have. Of course, Greg being here, he's really tied in the snow. He's married the president's daughter. They're dorm parents here. He's been here a couple of years. Of course, this is where they originally grew up, and now they've moved to St. George. So, yeah, the two brothers playing against each other. They're both excellent players.
Has there been any comment between the two that you know of this week?
I don't think there's even been any contact. I keep asking Ron if he's talked to his brother. He said he hasn't seen him since Christmas.
This ball club seems to be coming into its own now that you've hit the break at Christmas and now started in the second half of the season.
Well, I think that's really our job, isn't it, to win in January, February, March. Of course, you'd like to win all year long, but you really try to bring your team along. We had a really tough schedule. We've had really young players to go with. I feel good. I feel good going into this ball game. I think our players had a lot of confidence gained last weekend.
That tournament gave Tim Fulmer a Most Valuable Player award, deservedly so.
Well, he's been Most Valuable Player all year long as far as we're concerned. He's had a heck of a start. I just hope it continues at least through this ball game.
Ken Lyles with you for the first time since early in the year.
Yes, it's nice to have Ken here. We've been playing without a legitimate center for the first 6 weeks of our season, and definitely adds a plus to us board-wise, defensive-wise. Also helps a great deal against zone defenses, which means we can get the ball inside where we have a dominant inside player. We haven't had that. We've been going 6-5 player.
Tom Roberts has been doing a good job, though, even though he's playing out of position.
Well, Tom won't come off the floor. He might be moved over to another position. But that's a big plus for Tom because he's had so much game experience that now Kenny comes back, he'll be ready to play no matter where he plays.
Now, Ken won't start tonight.
No, he won't. In fact, I don't think it's fair to the rest of the players that you go with a player that hasn't played all year and then just put him in a ball game like this. He'll definitely play in the ball game, but he won't start.
Alan Davis isn't with you now.
Alan Davis ran out of money. It costs a lot to play on a basketball team. You have to give up a lot. Alan was older. He's 26 years old. Had a little girl, and of course the scholarship that he receives for playing basketball isn't very much, and he just felt like he couldn't afford to stay and play anymore, I'm sorry to have that happen, because he is an excellent player and was helping us. He worked extremely hard, and I'm sorry that he had to quit, but he just ran out of money.
Looking at Snow College tonight, how do you assess that team compared to last?
Completely different team. They're small. They're extremely quick. They're good shooters, whereas last year they're a big, strong team that just took the ball and jammed it down you. They're a different type of team. They've got some good players inside with Applegate and Miller, but not like Voss and Scholtek and all the different players they've had there. They've had so big, strong players, it's just a different team this year. But they'll take it inside anyway.
Key for Dixie tonight?
Forwards and defense.
Snow College, their outside shooting, are you going to be able to handle it?
Yes. And the reason I say yes is because we've got some excellent defensive guards. They work extremely hard. Bernardo McClary, of course, are fine outside shooters. So is Hill. But we match up quite well when we can match up with Eddie Benson, Danny Tarkany, and Chris McMullen, have Ola Stockery coming off. We match up pretty well with their outside players.
Coach Neil Roberts, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
There you've heard from both coaches, Coach Ron A. Baglin and Coach Neil Roberts. About this basketball game, Dixie versus Snow. We'll be back in just 30 seconds and take a look at more preliminary activities. Dixie versus Snow College in just a few moments.
Discover quality.
Hurst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. Something interesting and exciting at Hurst Ben Franklin Toll Painting Classes, Monday and Tuesday, January 19th and 20th. Learn the art of toll painting from the experts, Sue Shuey Publications. The fee is only $5, and that includes all materials. Call Hurst for information.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hurst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hurst first on Sunshine Square.
Some names for Snow College, some names that were here 3 years ago when Neil Roberts was a first-year coach for Dixie. And the Badgers and the Rebels met once here and once in St. George. Some names who are back off of missions. Mike Duffy, a young man from Olympus High School, now a sophomore for Snow College. Brian McCleary, outstanding ball player, can jump out of the gym. He will be starting tonight. McCleary, one of the better ball players that Snow College has seen, period. Back off a mission. McCleary also comes from fine stock, if you will. Father Jerry McCleary, not only an outstanding educator, but a former All-Western, or All-Big Sky, All-Skyline Conference basketball player at the University of Utah. Not Big Sky, back before the Western Athletic Conference, playing back in the late 50s, or mid to late 50s, for Coach Jack Gardner. Also, back off a mission for Snow College is David Miller, a young man from Manti High School, who played as a freshman, a reserve forward, and then this year is back and doing an outstanding job for Snow College. Some other names around the state, we mentioned Greg Hill, who is the older brother of Ronnie Hill at Dixie College. Parents live in Bloomington, and so there are mixed feelings tonight, I'm sure, between the in the Hill family. The grandfather is here. I've noticed to root on both grandsons, and I'm not sure which side he's going to be rooting for, but it could be interesting. Kelly Hawes, a young man who started Hillcrest High School 3 years ago in an outstanding team at Hillcrest and then went on an LDS mission, is now back after 2 years away from basketball and is a freshman at Snow College. Mark Findle, back from last year. Mike Bernardo, a young man who was recruited heavily by Dixie College, chose Snow College as much for baseball as he did for basketball. Dixie in an interim period in baseball, and Mike Bernardo also an outstanding baseball player. Those are some of the names that you'll be hearing tonight for Snow College. Dixie, on the other hand, will have Ken Lyles back for the first time since early in the year. And Ken Lyles, a 6'9" center, will be a factor. Will not start, but will be a factor for Dixie College. In the preliminary games to this one, Snow College is 11-2, the best record in the ICAC. Close behind is Ricks College, now 11-4. But Snow College owns a win over Ricks College already in Ephraim. After Dixie defeated Ricks in December, the next night the Vikings traveled to Ephraim and were defeated by the Badgers. So both Dixie and Ricks and Snow own victories over Ricks College. Both teams have lost to Barstow Community College in Barstow, California. So as far as the matchup, not really too much can be said, except Snow College has a much better record preseason than Dixie. Dixie now even at 7-7 after the two victories and winning the Rebel Classic, or the Dixie Colonels Basketball Classic, last weekend. We'll be back with play-by-play action of Dixie College versus Snow College coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
In the Hearst Ben Franklin Accent Shop, toll painting classes Monday and Tuesday, January 19th and 20th. With a little instruction, you'll be amazed at the things you can paint on wood, metal, glass, or fabric. $5 for a two-hour class includes all materials. Call Hearst for reservations.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
The pregame show has been a service of Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware on the Sunshine Square.
KDXU.
Good Sports Connection.
Basketball with the Running Rebels of Dixie College is about to begin. This game is brought to you by Denny's Restaurant, open 24 hours a day. By St. George Dotson, by Cutterland Photo, and by Farm Bureau Insurance. And now it's time for play-by-play action of basketball with the Dixie College Running Rebels.
The Good Sports Connection.
Thank you.
Back at the Badger Gymnasium, Larry Jewell with you. About ready to get underway. Dixie versus Snow College. One of the officials I recognize right off the bat, Blaine Sylvester, former head baseball coach at Weber State College. In fact, the last baseball coach at Weber State College. They dropped baseball, and Sylvester was the coach when the baseball program went under at Weber. Many considered him one of the best baseball coaches in the state of Utah collegiately. Sylvester has worked Western Athletic Conference and Big Sky Conference games, and so is considered one of the outstanding officials in the Intermountain West. And it's probably appropriate that such high caliber people should be working a Dixie Snow game. There's always tension, there's always excitement connected with Dixie College, Snow College basketball. The gym is about 80% full, a good crowd, one of the better crowds, about 70% full, one of the better crowds that Snow has had this year. Part of that is due to an entourage of St. George people who have come up to root on Dixie, including the Dixie College band and cheerleaders who made the trek forward, and I should say northward. This will be, once again, the matchup of brothers, and we'll see how that takes place. Greg Hill, though, will be playing significantly more than Ronnie Hill. In the backcourt will be Brian McCleary and Mike Bernardo. Bernardo, a young man who was the difference in St. George last year, picking up 20 points. As Snow College came in, peaked perfectly, and just took Dixie apart. The rematch in Ephraim was a little different story, as Dixie and Snow battled in a very close ball game. Snow finally winning last year, the first time that Snow has been able to sweep against Dixie since Neil Roberts has been the coach. About ready to get underway. Fulmer, the tap against Applegate. The tap controlled by Applegate, but into the hands of Dixie. Eddie Benson with the basketball across the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense by the Badgers. Into the corner goes to Fulmer. In deep to Roberts with a muscle shot. Good! And Tom Roberts with basket number one for Dixie. Make it 2-0 Rebels. Full court pressure by Dixie. In backcourt is Brian McCleary. Outstanding leaper. Matched up against Eddie Benson, also an outstanding leaper, but McCleary has an inch or two height advantage on him. Out in front, Greg Hill at the right angle to Mike Bernardo. Goes around Tarkanian. Lean-in shot. Good. Bank shot from 10 feet out. And Bernardo makes it 2-2. Chris McMullen with a basketball into forecourt. Both teams look relaxed right now. Much more relaxed than either team usually looks in a Dixie Snow game. In the corner is Danny Tarkanian, the quarterback of this ball club. Out in front to Benson, to Chris McMullen. McMullen at the right angle to Tarkanian. Head fakes, goes around his man, fakes again, loses the basketball. Foul underneath will be, I believe, on Mike Bernardo. Let's double check. 2-0, yes indeed. Bernardo with the first personal foul. First team foul. Is it a shooting violation or on the drive? The official rules on the shot. Ronnie Baglin up, Neil Roberts up. Both ball coaches in this ball game will spend a lot of time standing and talking to their ball clubs. Tarkania hits the first one. Make it 3-2, Dixie. Just underway in the Badger Gymnasium. Second shot is up and good by Tarkania. Make it 4-2. Dixie out in front of Snow College. Full court pressure by the Rebels. In backcourt, Brian McCleary suddenly picked up. Double team. Ball stolen by Eddie Benson. Benson lead pass to Tarkanian. Tarkanian with a layup. Tarkanian with 4 points. The double team and the steal by Benson. In backcourt, Danny Tarkanian bumping with the body. Picked up the personal foul, and that's number one on Tarkanian. Not a shooting violation. Common foul. First team foul on Dixie to begin this ball game. One team foul goes each way now. Common foul out of bounds at side court. To Snow College. McCleary to inbounds. Does go to Mike Bernardo. A very quick starting five for Snow College. Much smaller than what Snow is used to. Bernardo one-on-one. Trying to get the double stack in deep. Ball stolen by Tarkanian. Tarkanian stepped on the end line. Out of bounds. Double team on the man in deep. And that was Miller. Or correction, Applegate. Miller and Applegate, the big man up front. McCleary, Hill, and Bernardo, the shorter man. Bernardo at 5'8", long jump shot. Soft, not good enough. Rebound tapped around. Tim Fulmer with a late pass to Eddie Benson. Benson cross court to Tarkanian. To the basket. Layup, no good. Personal foul will be underneath on Snow College. It looks like Greg Hill is the man. Hill. Personal foul number one, team foul number two, and Tarkanian to the free throw line to shoot two once again. Dixie College looks to be peaked as well as they have ever been peaked for Snow College. Shot up by Tarkanian is good. Tarkanian now 3-for-3 from the free throw line and is suddenly a 7-2 lead for Dixie. Donnie Beglin up hollering defensive instructions to his Badgers. Second shot up and good by Tarkanian. Hits about 83% of his shots, just slightly over 82% from the free throw line. Bernardo goes around Tarkanian. Tarkanian chasing from behind, pass in deep to Applegate underneath. Applegate layback shot, no good. Rebound, Applegate, no good. Rebound, tapped around. Applegate with the left hand, no good. Rebound, taken away by Snow College. Miller back up, good. And it was a case of an inch height advantage for Miller and Applegate going against Fulmer and Roberts. And finally, Miller gets the basket, 8-4. Dixie with a 4-point lead at the angle. Tarkanian from 20, good. Danny Tarkanian with basket number two. 8 points already for Tarkanian. Inbounds against the full court pressure. Tarkanian all over the floor, and Bernardo now brings it up across the 10-second line. Bernardo extremely quick on the right side to Greg Hill. Lob pass in deep to Applegate with a right-handed muscle shot. Good. Applegate, a 6'7 freshman out of Tooele High School, was recruited by Dixie. That chose Snow College, 17-23, left in the first half of action. To the baseline, Tim Fulmer, five-footer, no good, rebound. Brought down by David Miller. Snow College trails by four. Dixie 10, Snow 6, 17-10, left in the first half of action. Quickly across the 10-second line with a pass to Greg Hill. Hill, one of the better shooters in the league, to Miller. At the right angle to McCleary, jump shot over Benson, shot too long, rebound brought down by Applegate. Goes back up with a shot, no good, rebound tapped around, brought down finally by McMullen. Quickly to Eddie Benson across the 10-second line. Benson at the point, looks for Hill. Man-to-man defense by Snow. Benson at the free throw line. Jump pass into the corner to McMullen. Jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. Outlet pass comes to number 32, Hill. Hill has the ball stolen by Benson, and a jump ball is called. Wayne Sylvester called a jump ball. It looked like Hill had grabbed Benson by the ankle as he stole the ball away from him. Neil Roberts now wants to talk to Tim Fulmer briefly. Apparently there is a problem with a wrap on the thigh of Brett Applegate, quickly being taken off, maybe a muscle spasm that has developed because of that wrap. So the adjustment and jump ball, free throw circle to our right. Benson against Hill. 6 feet against 6'3", both young men can jump. Staff control by Benson into the hands of Fulmer. Fulmer, ball knocked away from behind, out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Staff control by the Rebels, 16-35 left in the first half of play. Sizable group of Dixie fans. Fulmer inbounds to Roberts, loses the ball back into the hands of Fulmer. Jump shot, soft, not enough. Rebound, Tarkanian with the left hand, good. And Danny Tarkanian suddenly has 10 points. It's 12-6, Dixie. Ball knocked away from behind on the floor. Jump ball called between number 14, McCleary, and number 42, Tom Roberts. Dixie scrapping, knocking balls away from the dribblers, and getting a hold of that basketball. Dixie with the pressure defense bothering Snow just a little bit. 12-6. Jump ball between Roberts and McCleary. Could be an even match. Tap by Roberts. Into the hands of Benson. Fast break, Dixie. Benson at the free throw line. Jump shot. Good! And the freshman from Skyview High School makes it 14-6. Dixie out in front of Snow College. Bernardo against Tarkanian. Quickly to the sidelines. It goes to Greg Hill. Pass in deep. Push off will be on Applegate or against Roberts. Roberts holding or Applegate pushing off. Looks like Roberts holding. If you signal 42, it could go either way. But they're staying with Snow College. And Tom Roberts has personal foul number one. Team foul number two on Dixie. Common foul, out of bounds to Snow under their own basket. Inbounds comes to Miller with a left hand shot in and out.